For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. Most people are looking for as many earthly possessions and achievements as possible. While there is much joy here in God's earthly creation, imagine perfection of this eternal home. For the Christian, our walk on earth is only temporary, as we set our eyes toward eternity and the everlasting life in heaven. Our tattered earthly bodies will be healed in this wonderful place as we worship our Creator and Savior. Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. This morning, Pastor Holland will conclude his two-part message entitled, Looking for a City.
An old person that's ragged and pained, an older person that's going through some difficulty in their life, they long to die so they can go to that country to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother McDonald was a prime example of that. He was so ready to go. He was ready long before he went. But I tell you, he was looking, he was longing, he was waiting for that place. As the world opposes true faith and everything we stand for, faith is hindered and distressed by what we find in this world. Somebody said, do you have faith in the government? No. I don't even have faith in myself sometimes, but I do have faith in God. Because my faith rests in Him who is able to do anything that He desires to do, if we'll but trust Him. Faith has its eyes on the finish line, pressing toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, understanding that one day we're going to get there. But that's what faith looks for. Boy, I tell you today, what a day that will be. And I've already said it, but you know it's going to be a wonderful day when we're with Jesus. And there's not going to be any more heartache, and there's not going to be any more pain. But wait a minute. What is it that faith leaves behind? Notice in verse 15, and truly, they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out. They might have opportunity to return. This verse refers to Abraham and Sarah. In verses 8 through 12, we used to go back and read that. Abraham left his old homeland behind to follow the Lord to a new country. Now, I want you to understand something. God led Abraham to leave his place, his homeland, and go to some place he didn't even know where he was going. But Abraham had faith in order that he might leave and do what God said he wanted him to do. And from time to time, God moved Abraham from place to place to place. But the whole time, Abraham had his eyes fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ. He had faith enough to believe that he would lead him. Look at verse number 10. The Bible said of Abraham, he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Faith had left the old life. Faith had left the old world. Faith had left the sinful world and began looking toward that heavenly place. The same is true of us. Anybody in this room today, if we're not careful, we'll go back to the old world. I tell you, it's so devastating and so tempting today. People get saved by the grace of God and they get headed in the right direction. I mean, they're genuinely saved. There's no doubt in my mind that many of them are saved. They have faith in God, but obviously their faith begins to waver. And they begin to look back to where they came from. And I tell you today, it's easy for any of us. When we get saved, I believe God says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have come to you. But if we put ourselves in the position of being around the old things, and if we start hanging out with the old people, and if we start running with the old crowd, we'll find ourselves having a desire to go back rather than have faith in God to believe that He'd do what He said He would do. Oftentimes, circumstances cause people to go back. But I'm going to tell you today, you ought to have a new desire. You ought to have a new appetite for a new destination. The world ought not appeal to you anymore. But when you go back to the world, thank God today that we do know, even if we do go back, there's an opportunity to return. We read in Luke, the Bible said of the prodigal son, he went out and he spent all of his money in riotous living and he was eating with the hogs. But the Bible said when he came to his senses, he got up and he returned to the Father. because he had a desire for that new country. I believe today, as a child of God, we better be careful that we maintain the proper faith to keep our eyes on Jesus. To understand we don't have to compromise. To understand we don't have to change our ways. To understand we just need to have faith in God to believe that God is able. And I believe this morning that God is able. And we need to understand today He's able to meet every need that all of us has. Faith has the determination. But you know what? When you started out years ago, you had to determine that your faith was going to be in God. Your faith was going to believe God could do what He said He would do. Faith has the determination. Friend, I tell you what, I thank God for some of the elderly people in our church. And I know you could consider me one, but I'm going to tell you, I'm not talking about me. But thank God for some people sitting in this building that have remained faithful because they had a faith that was determined to be faithful to God. Oh, would to God today that a younger generation could grasp hold of that. Oh, today that some young people would rise up and say with a determination, when I get out of school or when I get out of college or when I get my job or when I get married or whatever I do, I'm going to continue to have faith in God and I'm going to serve Him with all my heart and soul. And be faithful to Him. But then lastly, faith has a destination. While faith is not at home in this world, it has its eyes on another country. I want you to see the caliber of this faith's destination. The Bible says that our faith is set on a better country. His builder and maker is God. Friend, where we're going, a whole lot better than where we are today. I miss my mom and dad. Oh, Lord. But I'm going to tell you, all that I desire to do down here, I would be being selfish if I ever could even bring them back because they're in a place that is far, far better than we. I think of Miss Betty White. She's been on my mind a lot since she passed. I think about how she enjoyed church. But I must think how much she's enjoying heaven. I don't know how it works. I don't understand it all. But I can promise you she's having a blast. She's in a place where there is no sin. It's a world that is marked by righteousness. This world is marred by pain, suffering, and sorrow. That world is made up of joy, peace, health, and happiness. This world escaped through the door of death, but that world is sheltered forever from the horror of death. There will be no more dying. This world is ruined by a curse, but in that world, according to Revelation 22:3, that curse has been lifted. This world is temporary. You can see that, if you'd like, in Hebrews 13, in verse number 14. The Bible said, "For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come." I tell you, this place one day, it's going to all be gone. But I tell you, if you don't understand eternity and everlasting life, you need to get a grip on that. It means it never ends. It's forever and ever and ever and ever. The joy of being with Christ. No matter how you slice it, no matter all the excuses you make, and there may be some people today that say, "Well, I'm not ready to go to heaven. I like a little bit more down here. I just want a little bit more time here." All I can say is God help you, because heaven is a much better place. But it sure is a comfort to me to know one day we're going to be in that better place. Friend, mark it down. Heaven will be better. Then we see the characteristics of faith's destination. It's called a heavenly country. It's called a prepared place. If you remember, Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I might come again." No, that ain't what He said. He said, "I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." It's a wonderful, glorious place. This world is tainted and cursed by sin, but imagine what it's going to be like when we get on the other side and we spend time with the Lord Jesus Christ. What do you think he's prepared for us? I'll tell you what he's prepared for us. He's prepared for us something that can't compare to anything we've had down here. There's not going to be any more crime. There's not going to be no more breaking in. And by the way, there's not going to be anybody breaking out either. Because when they get there, they ain't got a war break out. But we find faith in our heart will not fail till someday we reach that city. And then thirdly, the creator of faith's destination. God is the creator of our destination. Look at verse 10 of chapter 11 again. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. He is honored by those that place their faith in God. When he goes down through chapter 11, he names all these men by faith, and these women by faith, they believed in God. And God said, okay, I'm going to reward them for their faith. And friend, God will reward you for your faith if you'll trust Him. He'll give you exactly what you need as you put your faith in Him. Their faith, your faith, honors Him. And He's going to honor your faith by preparing a place where one day... And by the way, could I just tell you something? It's not going to be the mansion. It's not going to be the pearly gates, the gates of pearl. It's not even going to be the street of gold. But as Brother Roscoe sings sometime, look for me at Jesus' feet. Friend, I tell you, that's what's going to make heaven, heaven. What a joy it's going to be to understand the very one that died for us is the one that prepared a place for you and I. I wonder this morning if we've got a grip on faith. Do we really believe this morning that God will do what He said He would do? Have you by faith trusted Christ as your Savior? I believe today many people go through life and they think they're saved because, well, I've been going to church all my life. I've been baptized. I've joined the church. I've done good. Somebody told me one time about a lady who said, if anybody gets to heaven, surely she will. I got news for you. Surely she will only if she put her faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if I didn't know I'd put my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I'd sure do it today. Because I tell you, I want to be looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. The Bible says in John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He says, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. In Acts 4:12, he said, neither is there salvation in any other. For there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Friend, I tell you today, salvation is by faith. Being saved is by faith. And trusting God is by faith. Friend, how is your faith this morning? Do you have the faith of Noah? Do you have the faith of Abel? Do you have the faith of Enoch? Do you have the faith of Abraham? Friend, today what we need is faith. And one day, we may not live to see the promises of God. But if we do, what a blessing that'd be. But even if we don't, we're still going to go to that place.
Every soul will live eternally. Our destination of damnation or perfection is dependent on a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. A focus on earthly things will provide disappointment and heartache. But God promises eternal joy if you only seek Him. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.